My name is Gail Joy Ryan, and I've been at Nazareth House for roughly 12 months. And because I was diagnosed with dementia, which is posterior cortical atrophy of the back part of the brain, and I'm very highly functioning, which is pretty difficult to accept that diagnosis and live with it. And I've been a nurse, in particular within the palliative care area, for many, many years before I retired, and always had good insight into end-of-life issues and making people feel better and doing what you can for everybody apart from being a nurse in your everyday work. I'm very settled here with lots of friends that I've made at Nazareth House, lots of activities, lots of things to do to keep you from getting weepy and teary and frustrated. It hasn't been easy to accept a mental health issue. My mother died quite young of Alzheimer's, and therefore she's left me with the gene. Well, I guess the driving was the first indication for a lot of people that there's something wrong. So I was getting quite addled, and I lost two husbands. My second husband had died, and that seemed to push me into managing a big house on my own, and I just wasn't managing, and went to the GP and did all the questions and stuff, and he said, yes, you've got a form of dementia. And I've had trouble explaining to my brothers. I mean, they've got their own health issues, but often I'll say, look, you've got no idea what it's like to be sitting here knowing you're going mad. That was a bad day I was having, you know, and you can't do anything about it. You can't control it. And I got really angry at how dare God, I haven't got a lot of faith, but how dare you, God, give me dementia and now cancer. You know, just why me? And, you know, some of my friends say, oh, do you want to come to church? And I have been a few times, but I've got over that why me, because I'm just so much more settled. I was seeing a psychiatrist locally, and he put me on some medication. It was just the best thing since sliced bread. Just, I was feeling overstimulated, and I was feeling, I had to deal with any stimulation that came along. Someone wanted to have a chat, or someone had lost a ball, or whether it's because we're nursing, we had to hurry so much and you had so many things to do. I mean, I had five people die one night on me, and I was the only nursing staff member. I was waiting for some relief staff to come on for the evening shift. So you're always hurrying because if you don't hurry and get the job done, someone's going to fall out of bed or have a bleed. So I guess I've always been a bit agitated, but it certainly was worse once the dementia was diagnosed, and I was going to this doctor and that doctor and chasing prescriptions. That's the beauty of being here. My family don't have to ring up the GP or chase the dentist's appointments, and there was so many. I had about 10 or 11 different people I was seeing at the one time, and you know, each time son had to take time off from work, and you know, both he and his wife work, and they've got a young family. But I would feel a bit, it's Nana again, I've lost this, I've lost that. Phone wouldn't work or something like that. So that's been part of my journey for quite a while. And I've got a big diary that one of my friends bought me. Every medical appointment or anyone visiting, it's in my diary. But the nursing staff have a duplicate copy of all of my doctor's appointments and stuff. And even that just relieves me, makes me a bit more calm. I feel a bit more in control. But I've got over that, how dare you, Lord, because the cancer I've got's in my gut, not in my, it's asbestos cancer, but it's not in my airway, it's in my tummy. And I had a lot of fluid in my abdomen the other day, excess fluid, so I had to have that drained off. And I do feel a lot better because I had trouble squatting down to tie my shoelaces up. The fluid was all here, but that's been removed. So that's a frequent procedure you can have whenever you need it to keep an eye on that. So I'm just having chemotherapy and surveillance scans to see how this cancer's going. But I'm not cured, but I just think, well, it's as good as it could be, you know. But I've had a happy life, and I've got I was the only child for 10 years, and then my parents had two boys, and I've got two brothers living in Melbourne. They're very supportive of me here. And my son and his wife live in Mount Helen, and I've got a daughter with family in Adelaide. So they're all on the phone and, yeah, what have you, keeping in touch all the time. So I do have a good life, a few health problems, but I have found support of palliative care when I had some acute medical issues was great. And to know that the same service goes all through the Grampians region and helps a lot of people with all sorts of issues, either at home or working life or equipment, all the sort of things that people in the end stage of life need. I've got lots of friends who come and visit. We go out for coffees as you do as girls, and I love going to symphony orchestra recitals. Ballarat's got a great legacy with concerts and music recitals and stuff. So I think I'm doing very, very well. So I'm very settled here, but the journey to get here was fairly protracted and long, and I was in different boarding houses while waiting for a bed here. And I was very unwell and just thinking I was sitting in God's waiting house. That was a really bad time. But I just had to be patient and wait for a bed to come up. Went around, had a look at several nursing homes. I'm thinking, God, this isn't me. I've been a nurse all my life. I'm not one of those residents sitting there. It's been a real, oh, what can I say? It's been a real downer, I suppose. But you just get through it with the help of everybody here. But I had been to a memory clinic that they had at the Queen Elizabeth Centre. That's where all the, extra outpatient clinics are. And that was good because there was eight of us there at this like-minded group talking about how you would have the car keys in your hand and you would go in the back doorstep on your way to do the shopping. And you thought, oh, it's a bit of greenery there. I might just cut that back. And you cut that back and put the scissors down. Then you come back and you say, where's the keys? And, by the time you try to get to the car, you had all these things that you're trying to get done at once, which is a big component of dementia. So I loved that group because there was a retired policeman, there was a retired nurse, all different people from different walks of life. And we're all saying, nodding our head and saying, we're hearing you, we're hearing you. And that was good to know that you're within a group of like-minded people. It's very warm, fuzzy. Your medical side of things is dealt with straight away. And the fact that all these people are coming here rather than us having to get taxis and buses and God knows what, even shopping's a drama because there's so much stimulation. We're always having high tea. All this lovely crockery's been donated to Nazareth House, so we have, the beautiful crockery and scones and jam and cream. And there's bowls here of me, plain carpet bowls, me. Bingo, for God's sake. But just go out, in the little bus, the guy's 6-litre bus here. We zoomed over to the theatre over in a new area called Delacombe, and we went and saw it for the third time, Ride Like a Girl. So we have an ice cream, of course, or a cup of coffee while we're over there. Beautiful hairdresser, she just goes in and does it, and oh, it gives you this beautiful massage, and everybody's there. You can just tell when you're sitting in a concert. All these white hair, but it's just been done so beautifully. It's just, a sensory thing. You can feel it in amongst all the medications and all that. Those things are really important to me. You can lose sense of, well, what season are we in? And I've got birds out there that had babies this year, and you've got greenery to watch being flick around by the seasons. I'm very lucky with my room. And there's budgies. Got a lot of budgerigars around, and they chirp and just about drive you mad, but they're a sign of life and happiness, and I don't resent my life, but I just think a lot of time we just go ahead and sort things out for people because they need it without saying anything. No, maybe I've brought that over with me to this facility, and now I sit and talk to everybody. And because a lot of people don't have much conversation with anybody else, a lot of people don't have many visitors. But every day I try and have a bit of a joke, or you draw out a story from other people, and they love to talk about their grandkids. And we have Koorongarra, the new babies that have been born. So I sort of have a sense of family. Yeah, it's family is the right word. I miss going to see the grandchildren. My daughter's got twins in Adelaide, and they came over at Christmas time. But I used to go to visit them before my dementia diagnosis on the overland train, and you go to Ararat and pick up the train, and then it's non-stop to Adelaide, but I can't do that anymore. And I did fly over there one day, but I just can't handle the airport and the busyness. So they came over to see me, but I miss jumping in the car and going over there and having a sleepover, minding the kids, or I'll come over to Nana Gail's and have have a sleepover. I miss that. And you know, used to cook up a pot of veggie soup or something and take it into my daughter. She works at a travel agency here in Ballarat. Just plonk that on the table, you know, on a desk with the towel over it, and that was their tea for the night. And just sort of, as a mother, you wanted to do things to help them both, but can't do that anymore. Yeah, I've done a few things from the bucket list. I climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I've held a big giant python in my hand. Oh, I've been to France, of course, and took a photo of the Eiffel Tower from Arc de Triomphe, and then went took the other photograph. Yeah, had a ride in the back of a fat belly Harley, and I've been in quite a few helicopters. The piece de resistance is I did a hot laps of the Grand Prix circuit at Phillip Island in a Porsche. Flat chat. Fantastic. You know, I've written a letter to both of my kids, or halfway there, just to validate the problems they've had in their lives and how well they've dignified themselves and coped with it. And just to validate what a wonderful daughter you've been and what a wonderful son you've been and what wonderful kids you're bringing up. I think there's not enough validation goes on in this world. And once you're dead and gone, it's too late.
Time to say goodbye.